Last night, now he was breathing on his own for a short while, but it was only a short while. But he's back in life support machine. He's critical. He's all his ribs are broke, his arm, his leg is broke, but he has also two collapsed lungs, and I know there's internal bleeding both on his brain and some parts of his body.
I suppose we can draw a positive from the fact that the medics thought it okay to see if he was capable of breathing on his own. Of course, they would always take the absolute precaution and put him on the life support machine again, but we maybe can take some positivity from that.
Oh yeah, there is. Mm. That's what they told the family last night. They're by his bedside, and they told them that you know, they thought that he was actually taken to Peterborough Hospital, mm-hmm. and transferred to Cambridge Hospital, which is one of the top hospitals in England for brain injuries. You know, so you know, that was, as you said, Craig, that was a positive sign at least, that it took him off for a short while to breathe on his own and put him back on. So I suppose they don't know what blockage or what's there yet, you know, and more tests and stuff has been done. But we're just hoping that, you know, that he will pull through.